Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, effective, easily actionable, and proven heart-centered marketing strategies. And now your hosts, Dr. Angus Pike and Dr. Tony Rose.
G'day! A big welcome to the Marketing Your Practice show with Tony and Angus from Adio Media. It is great to be here and great to be back in Melbourne. G'day, mate.
It is, dude. We've had a couple of long distance shows over the last couple of weeks, so nice to be back here again in, well, it has been pretty sunny Melbourne, so.
Beautiful, absolutely. It's back on the bike, back with the kids, back in Melbourne.
And you had a good adventure the other night.
It was a great adventure. Let me tell you what was great about it. It's been probably close to 18 months now since I left full-time practice, and to get back into practice was great. Get my hands back on people. You know, some of the things that I think I remembered that I might not have been liking were part of what I actually really liked. It was great to just have that interaction. Just loved it.
So I think it's funny because sometimes we often talk about burnout. I'm sick of doing this. Sometimes all we need is a holiday, some time apart. I think it's interesting because certainly here in Australia, we have this concept of long service leave, which is when you've worked in a job for 10 years or longer, you get 3 months holiday. Mm. And there's not many, certainly not many chiropractors, certainly very few health practitioners, certainly those that are small business owners that get to take a break away from it and freshen up. Mm. And I think it's true.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. That's a nice way of looking at it. I've had my long service. Got back into it and, refreshed.
It's the same for everything. You know, Lauren and I were talking about last night when we were going for a walk of, you know, when there's time apart between the two of us, it's nice you come back together. Mm. Absence makes the heart grow fonder as well. So,
was that when she just dropped in that she's heading overseas for 3 months or something?
That was her trying to justify that we weren't going to be hanging out as much anymore. So, that may well have been the case. So today, gang, we're talking all about scripting a video. One of the challenges can be when you make that commitment towards making some videos. You've got some ideas around what sort of videos that you're going to make. If you're a little bit still stuck about that, then our last three podcasts, you know, or shows that we've run here, we've really chatted about, you know, making videos about them, making videos about us. We talked about ideas about where we come up with our content. So now's the time that we're sitting down in front of the camera, or this should happen just slightly before we're actually sitting down in front of the camera, and we need to script and outline our videos. If you want your videos to be entertaining, if you want your videos to be engaging, and if you want your videos to be actually attracting patients, if you want your videos to be building expertise, authority, and celebrity, then there needs to be some thought that goes into them beforehand. So some planning that happens. And we've broken it down into five parts. In particular, this five-part script or template we're going to go through works for a how-to video. So when you're teaching somebody how to do something, there are many different frameworks for videos. In upcoming shows, we'll talk about different frameworks for video. But preparation is really important. And you were telling me about Tuesday night. You got a first-hand experience of that. So share that with the audience.
So Tuesday night, I went to the Mount Burnett Observatory, which is an astronomy observatory up in the Dandenongs here in Melbourne. And it's such a great time, such a great learning experience. You know, we love the stars, we love the universe, we love finding out more and more about it. But we're no experts by any stretch of the imagination. And when we got there, it wasn't like they'd put an invite out and said, hey, come along. And then when we got there, they just said, right, go for it. You know, there was a beautiful structure to the evening. There was a little welcome introduction briefing, I guess you'd call it. And then we all got split up into two groups. We then got led up from a bit of a tour of the facility and went up into the observatory, the big, you know, the big dome thing with the big telescope in it. We were explained what was happening, what we were going to be looking at. We then got a turn of looking. And then we went downstairs, had another little meeting. Then we swapped groups and went outside to all the other amazing telescopes and looked at Neptune and Saturn and saw his rings, and it was amazing, mind blown the whole evening. And then we went back inside, back into the hut, and they kind of debriefed and what was your best part, and we were chatting to the volunteers, all volunteer run. It was just amazing. And as I was going through, I was going, this is a really nice framework they've taken us through that took people who were kind of you know, we'd put our hands up and said, we're interested in astronomy, we'd like to come along to an evening. And they took us on this little journey through the night. To the end, we're all fired up, budding astronomers, wanting to know more and more and more. We're chatting about this, and we saw this, the rings on Saturn and all this sort of stuff, and that the sun is 8 light minutes away from the Earth, and you know, all this information. And it got me thinking about the video in that, as you just said, there needs to be a framework. There needs to be thought gone into how it's going to be structured to take someone from saying, oh, yeah, I'm interested in this video, to then keep them entertained, keep them engaged, keep them learning, giving them information so that they can then at the end make the next best decision for them on their health journey. And that's where this 5-part video framework is just brilliant, particularly, as you said, for the how-to video, to take someone on a journey that at the end of it is a win-win result. It's the win result that you want for them, and it's the win result for them.
We're trying to, again, carve out a path for those people that are interested in your services, for them to get all the way through. And sometimes, you know, this is referred to as a funnel. It's sometimes referred to as greasing the chute. But in that process there that we're talking about here is we want to make it easy for them. And think about it for a moment. So, you know, we're having this conversation now primarily to healthcare practitioners. And when if I'm looking for a healthcare practitioner and I'm watching a video, and it's as powerful as video.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, guys.
We're back. I was just sort of saying beforehand that if the video, video is such a powerful tool because it engages so many senses that we can see, and we can see body language, we can see personality, we can hear, and all those subtle cues that happen there as well, that if you're just slapping a video together without preparation, it's going to reflect on the kind of care that I would expect at your practice. And no one wants to go to a sloppy, slap-together healthcare practitioner as well. So taking some time. Now, as you get better at understanding this 5-part template, as you understand this script and the journey there, then you will absolutely be able to do it on the fly. Tony and I can now. That being said, even before each of these, we sit down, plan beforehand. What you can't see on the other side through here is a whiteboard that has notes on us as well. And part of the reason we do that is that we care about you guys, is that we want to make sure that we cover the points that we think are important so that we can get the message through there. So with all that being said, what we're going to talk about today is the 5-part video script, all the way from the beginning of the video to the end. These videos, most of them, the vast majority of these videos are going to be 3 to 5 minute videos, but we could also make this into a 1 minute video. It could be a 1 hour video as well. As we work our way through those steps, it works particularly great for how-to videos. Sharing your favorite stretches, how to cook a healthy breakfast, how to choose the right foods at the supermarket, those kind of things like that too. So that being said, Tone, step number one.
Step number one, which really I think is that's the most important one, isn't it? Step number one, which is the introduction. And the introduction, and the reason why the introduction is so important, is because this is what's going to call out your audience. This is what is going to make people say, gee, I want to watch this video. You know, this is going to be some great information for me to allow me to go further in my health journey. I want to know more. And that's what you've got. That's the purpose of the introduction, is for them to go, oh my God, stop everything. I want to watch this next 90 seconds or watch this next 4 minutes, because the information is going to be for me specifically. And so there's some things that we can do in that introduction that can allow that to happen.
I heard a great analogy, James Shramko, we've just started doing some work with. James has this analogy of you wanting to take a magnet, put it in a bunch of wood chips, and what you're trying to do is just pull out the metal pieces. So that's what our introduction is. So our videos aren't for everybody. So, you know, if someone's scooting through, you know, whether it be Facebook now, and they come across this video here, and it's a couple of chiropractors talking about how to make videos for other health practitioners. If you're not interested in that kind of stuff, then you're not going to watch, and we're totally okay with that too. You know, that's what we're wanting to do. We're wanting this video here to be helpful content for health practitioners so they can attract more high-quality patients to your area. Now, you might decide in advance that, you know what, today's video is going to be all about people with headaches or digestive problems. Today's video is going to be focused perhaps for parents who have kids who have learning difficulties. So decide who it is. Now, one way that we can do that in the introduction is almost just call the audience out. It could be just as simple as that, saying something like this. Hi gang, Dr. Angus here from Life Chiropractic. Today's video is for all you parents out there who have children with ADHD or learning difficulties, or they're just not getting along as easily at school and at home as you'd like them to be. So in today's video, I'm going to talk to you about some of the options for parents with kids with ADHD that are often completely ignored in the modern medical situation, modern medical system. If this sounds like you, then stick around and I'll talk more about that in a moment. So in there, what I've done is I've called out that audience. I've introduced myself quickly first. Dr. Angus here from Life Chiropractic. Today's video is for, and then just insert it. So it could be, hey, today's video is for all you people out there that sit at a desk from 9 to 5 and you're noticing that you're getting tense in your shoulder, in your neck, and when you get home at the end of the day, then perhaps you're going in, you're reaching for the painkillers and you're sick and tired of that neck and shoulder tightness and the headaches that you've got. If this sounds familiar to you, then stick around because I've got solutions for you. So what I've done there is I've called out that person, I've told them, you know, I've mentioned them by name or by group inside of that too. And I then described a little bit about what his life is like for them. So you might remember, I think on one of our recent shows, we talk and we often talk about what are the three questions that everybody is wanting answered. And one of the questions is do you understand me? So if someone's watching, they go, yeah, you understand me, man. I go, I sit down all day, my neck is tight here, I get home, I got a headache, and I'm like, I want to chill out with my family, but I've got this cranking headache. And so the more that you can describe that person in that introduction that they're saying, this is for me, because they're streaming through Facebook, Instagram, you have but a moment to attract their attention. So that's a good way to kind of do it to add in from there.
Absolutely. Another great way is to ask questions.
Great.
You know, so yes. It might be, hi, Dr. Tony here from Life Chiropractic. Do you wake up each morning with an annoying headache at the back of your neck? Do you get really tense and tired after a day's work? You know, are you one of the 80,000 people in the Port Melbourne area that suffers from headaches? You know, that a way of getting them to go, yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me. Well, in today's video, we're going to go through XYZ.
Yeah. Questions are great. From a psychology point of view, when we're asking questions, it's very hard not to answer them, you know. And again, if you get yes, and what you're doing in there too is, and Tony did a beautiful job of, is leading and pacing in that, are you one of those? Yes. Are you one of those? Yes. And then when he says, well, stick around, and you've invited them again, they're used to saying yes through there. So questions are a great way. But in essence, that introduction, it's short, it's tight, it's anywhere between 10 and 30 seconds is what we're looking for. What we're wanting to do is call out our audience, the person that this video is made for. Our energy needs to be up. Our energy needs to be up more than what it would be. I mean, if Tony and I were normally having a conversation, we probably wouldn't be this animated. You might be. You're much more animated than I am. But you need to kind of step that up from there too. So that's our introduction. I like that great reminder there too. So after introduction, we're going to go into this thing that we call the intro bumper. Now, I want you to, there's a reason why we have this in here. You know, think about the last time that you went along and saw a movie. The last movie I went and saw was Deadpool 2. So if you're easily offended, don't go and see that. But if you're not, then you will love it. It's full of inappropriateness from moment number one. But here's what happens. Think about the framework of a movie and we go along. When we go on to the movie, it comes on. We don't start right away with the, you know, here's who's in the movie. There's a scene that happens first. And then after the scene, then we go into a little bit of, I guess they're not called the credits at the start, are they? What are they called?
What they're called. Anyway.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So we have the introduction of the movie and then that. So we want to follow a framework that does the same thing. In essence, we're going to break our video into five parts. We have our introduction there too. And this intro bumper, really what it is it's about bracketing or adding stability to your videos. And it's a really strong branding tool as well. So I'm sure you've seen this before. You've seen on lots of the videos that Tony and I do. We take our logo, and what we do with that is we get our logo animated. So our logo kind of swishes across the screen. There's a little bit of a background sound effect, sometimes a little soundtrack underneath it. It goes anywhere from 3 to 10 seconds. We don't want to have them too long from there as well. And you can get those done really cheaply over at
Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com. Just type in animated logos into the search bar and you'll have 10,000 people wanting to do them for you for about $10.
Yeah.
You'll get six different versions of them.
Yeah.
Very cheap. Great.
So you'll find on Fiverr, have a look for Innocence. If you haven't been to Fiverr before, then I like to say you're welcome because you'll love it. It's a site full of things where you can get stuff done. It used to be primarily for $5, but now you can pay thousands. They have different premiums there as well. And these animated logos, literally used to cost us hundreds of dollars to get done, 8 years or so ago. And now, as Tony said, $20 and you'll get 10 or 12 different versions of them done, different swirlings, different sound effects, all those kind of things like that as well. So we want to break that up, introduction, and then we go into our intro bumper, and then Tone, on to part three.
On to part three, which is the content, which is you, I guess, delivering the goods. And this is what the video is about. This is actually, remember, our videos are all helping people. And so this content piece, this is the guts of it, is actually all designed about helping people. Mm-hmm. Take that person who wakes up with headaches every morning. What steps are you going to take them through that's actually going to help them get over these headaches, or at least get them in the direction of getting over these headaches? And so we want to have the content all about that. Mm-hmm. And it's got to be specific to these people that you've called out. Don't bait and switch the message by giving hamstring stretches or something. It's got to be relevant to them and take them further on their health journey.
So if our video is to be, gang, engaging, entertaining, if you were to build expertise, authority, and a level of trust and even celebrity, then the how-to video is perfectly situated from that. So we talk about a concept called the triangle of trust, which I'll go over with you again here, because trust is the commodity, the number one commodity in all community outreach. What we're wanting to do is start to be building massive amounts of trust with our community. And as trust goes up, it'll proportionally go up the number of people that are on the phone actually ringing you. So that's what we're building, having our community know, like, and trust us. And how-to videos are great for that too. So imagine a triangle that you have there, and then as you work up, or a pyramid, as you work your way up that pyramid, get towards the top of it, trust goes up. The very bottom part of that pyramid, the first kind of video that we could make would be a video that's really just about us, which could be just a video if we stick with that headache example we said before. It's just this: hey, Dr. Angus here from Life Chiropractic in Port Melbourne. Again, I can have the same introduction I said before. Hey, listen, do you wake with headaches in the morning? Are you sick and tired of taking drugs? Are you frustrated because you don't have the energy and the zap at the end of the day that you used to have as well? So if that sounds familiar, then I want to let you know that here at Life Chiropractic in Port Melbourne, we've been helping people with headaches for the last 20 years, and we see brilliant results. So if you've got headaches, if you want to look at a natural solution, then give the office a call on 9646 1414. So it's a video through there too. It'll work for you. It'll show some personality.
Certainly better than not doing a video.
Better than not doing it at all there as well. And because I've done that via video, people get to see a bit of personality. Go, oh, he seems like a reasonable guy. Doesn't turf two heads. I'm kind of scared of chiropractors, but that dude doesn't look too scary at all. He seems sincere in the way that he was going about it. So that'll work. Okay, so you're in the game with there as well. And then the next level up, in terms as we build our way up there too, is actually somebody else saying how great you are, which would be
a testimonial. That could be exactly the same video. You know, Tony here from Life Chiropractic. We've been helping people in Port Melbourne for over 17 years with headaches. Here's a recent patient of ours, Angus, who came in with headaches. Angus, how's it been over the last X long? And interview that person. Get them to say that you're great at helping people with headaches. Mm. And that is that next level.
Yeah. And the simple things, if you here as a chiropractor in Australia, we actually can't do testimonial videos, but we have people listening from around the world to us too. So if you can do a testimonial video, at the simplest it would be, Tony, tell me what life was like before you came in here and started to get adjusted. And so I would want to know what Tony's life like, and I'd particularly go, what are sort of things that you couldn't do because of your headaches, and how was it? So rather than Tony to say, hey, look, I used to have headaches and then I came along and saw Dr. Angus and now I don't have headaches anymore, we want stories are powerful. And when you can particularly engage someone in the story of Tony, and you'll know the patient, so you'd say, hey, Tony, tell us a little bit about, in particular, how the headaches were impacting your relationship with the kids. Mm. And Tony would go, I get home from work, I was crabby and this kind of stuff, and what are you doing now? And what sort of difference has that made to the kids? And what other things have you noticed been since you've been getting adjusted and stuff like that too? And then I would finish off with this. Tony, if you are chatting to somebody that might be scared about seeing a chiropractor or concerned about seeing a chiropractor, what sort of things would you say to them? time ago, come in and see Dr. Angus now, he's ace, you know, they'll do. So that's the way that you would do a testimonial video, interview the person. What was life like beforehand? What is life like now? And if there's somebody out there in a similar situation to you, what would your advice? So Tony would be edifying me. And when Tony's saying how good I am, it's way more powerful than me saying how good I am as well. So, but if you can't do testimonial videos, then luckily for us, there is a level even above that that'll have even greater ability for you to be able to build authority and expertise and all those kind of cool things too. And that is?
Actually helping people. Mm. And that's what this particularly, well, all our videos really want to be helping people. But particularly the how-to video is so beautifully positioned for actually helping people, because we're taking them through a three-step, four-step, one-step process to take them from where they are with their problem to where they want to be without their problem. And it's so important to keep that in mind when you're planning these videos. And again, it comes back to knowing your target audience so well, knowing them so well that you know what life is like for them because of these headaches. You know what they can't do. You know what's stopping them from taking action. You know what they really want to be doing without them. Who is it affecting? How is it affecting them? When is it affecting them? And you can answer those questions in your video and take them on a journey.
Mm. And it is, in many cases, you know, what I know from many of the things that we're making our videos about is that what lots of people need is an adjustment. Now, I can't do an adjustment over video, but I can get them along the way. I can get them started on the journey. If they do some of the stretch, they start to get some relief. If they follow some of the advice that we get, they start to get some relief there as well. As we're getting advanced and they're watching more of my videos because I'm building Facebook custom audiences from them as well. And, you know, as they start to know, like, and trust me, then it's going to, what most people want is premium care. That means they want me to guide them through it. You know, and the interesting thing is, just to touch on that point, they don't even have to do the things and experience the results for the video to be helpful and for you to build authority, expertise, et cetera, et cetera. It just needs to make sense that would help me. Oh, yeah. I guess that if I did drink more
If I did, it would help.
Yeah. And probably what people are going to do is go, great, that really makes sense, but I'm going to have Tony coach and support me through it, because that's what we want. We always want the fact of the matter is the solution to so many of our patients' health problems is available through their lifestyle, but they don't do it because we want support. We all want support in all different areas of our life as well. And that's what will help to kind of build that knowing, like, and trust that we talk about as well. So
so that's the content. That's the meat and potatoes. That's when you're delivering your goods. That's when you're showing your vast knowledge to help these people.
So if we're making a 5-minute video, then that makes up kind of 4 minutes of it. You know, we had a 30-second introduction, we had a 10-second intro bumper, we had a 3 to 4 minute of content. And gang, this is just like you're talking to your patients. This is what it is. You know, imagine that the camera in front of you is one of your patients and you're talking them through, hey, listen, eat this, don't eat this, move this way, don't move that way. Those kind of things. And then on now to part number four.
Which is often missed, which is the call to action. What do you want the person to do next? This is someone, sorry for whacking you there. This is someone who is engaged in your content. It's someone who has raised their hand and said, I'm interested in this topic. And they've spent the last 3, 4, 5 minutes watching your content. They are ripe to be told what to do next. As Jay Abraham says, you know, people are silently begging to be led. They want to know, what should I do next? Now, this call to action can take on many different forms. And it's not always come into the office. In fact, that should only be 20% of the time. You know, we should have, you want to like, you want to comment, you want to share, you want to come to a workshop, you want to give us do you want a phone consultation? Would you like to see another video in this series? Would you like to go to another blog where I wrote about this? I've got a download, a cheat sheet, a checklist. I've got a report that I've put together. There's so many different things that you can have someone do from this video, and you should be mixing it up. But it's got to be relevant to the topic. Mm. You know, you've got someone here who's got headaches, has watched 4 minutes of headaches. Don't send them to your latest lower back stretch video series.
It's a great point, because as you start to build a library of content, then it will make sense. As Tony and I have throughout this show today, is I've told you, look, if you want to go back into how to make videos about you, them, you know, ways to come up with content, go back to our previous last 2 weeks. if you, and given that it's a 5-minute video, that too, you're not going to be sharing all your tips, secrets, strategies. So guide them around. We've all been caught on YouTube in the rabbit hole of going from one video to another video to another video. We want to take somebody, we want to craft that journey. Remember that we've talked about beforehand that it takes a number of touch points before somebody has confidence in making a buying decision. And, you know, recent research would suggest up to 20 touch points. Now, that can be accelerated with video. But if they can come over, watch one of our videos, they bounce over to a blog, then back to another video, then they're on our Facebook page. You know, we can get those 20 touch points happening within 30 minutes there, and then all of a sudden they're on the phone calling our practice. So guiding that person, telling them what to do next. Of course, one of the things that you want your videos is you want them being shared. So encourage people to share them. And there's a really authentic way that you can do that that makes it about the community, not about you. Which is to say, listen, you know, at Life Chiropractic here, we're super passionate about helping people with headaches. And we've seen brilliant results for 20 years there too. And it's frustrated that so often people don't know this information that we've talked about today. So if you had a moment to share this video, if you had a loved one or a friend you thought that could be helped by this content, then we'd really appreciate if you would help us help more people in our community as well. Now, that what I'm not saying there is, hey, I want to build my practice and send all your friends in and tell your family to come here too, because that's sleazy and pushy. But I've made it heart-centered, I've made it about the community, and I've made it mission-based, and people will do that. And the cool thing was, and I had a Karen Ray recently put in such a great way, that the share is the digital version of a referral. So when I say to Tony in person, Tony, you've got to go and see my chiropractor, she's amazing, then that's that. And then Tony's going to be a high-quality patient or higher quality when he gets there because of that referral, that relationship has begun. The way I do that online now is when I'm watching one of Dr. Tony's videos, I go, he's cool, bam. We're back again. Yeah, we're having some difficulties here. But that share there is the digital version of the referral. And by all means, one of the things that you want to be doing at your videos in the call to action is inviting people to share, inviting people to comment down below there, inviting people to ask questions down beneath there. And of course, hey, listen, if you're having problems with headaches, if you're not getting any results, if you'd like someone to look at you, then as I said earlier on the video, we've been here and looking after people for the last 20 years in Port Melbourne. Give the office a call on 96461414 and we'll see if chiropractic is right for you. You know, nice.
And that's a beautiful way to do it, because on a lot of these videos, that's the naturally right thing to say at the end. Mm. That's the naturally right. Wow. I was just saying that the naturally right way to finish off a video might be and should be to come in and see you if they want further help to see whether you can help them with their health problems. So don't shy away from the call to action being to come in. Just don't do it every time.
Good, good, good. And then let's wind ourselves up as our internet is having some difficulty here. Good old Australian internet here. And part 5 is the outro bumper. At its very least, this should look like part 2, which was the intro bumper. We take that same little animated video of our logo that we had, and we slap that at the very end in the same way that when we've watched a movie, it finishes with the credits at the end there. So it brackets, it brings closure and structure to our videos. We're used to watching movies that go through that same journey through there. There's an introduction that gets us all excited. Then there's some intro credits that happen from there. And then we get into the content. There's a crescendo at the end that's the call to action. And then we finish with that bumper at the very end there, which again, brands them about you and your practice. There are other things that you can do at the end there as well. We've done
We've done little animated, those little plasticine balls that come up. We've done little handwritten, like us on Facebook stuff. It could be a little call to action of its own, an animation or a
funny outtakes you can do at the end there.
Funny
as well.
Outtake, absolutely. There's lots of different things. Just it needs some closure to the video to say, hey, it's done.
That's the process there too. So summary gang, as we wind up, 5 parts for you to script an engaging, entertaining, magnetic, patient attracting video. The introduction followed by the intro bumper, the content, call to action, and then finish off with the outro bumper as well. So if you've got questions about that, how you can implement these strategies into practice, then down beneath wherever you are watching this. So if you happen to be watching this on one of the social media pipelines, or if you're listening to the podcast, then head on over to audiomedia.com reach out the Contact Us page, and we'd love to help you implement some of this stuff as well. So until next time.
Adios, amigos.
Keep saving lives, gang. Love what you do. Cheerio. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. For more information, please visit www.adiomedia.com.